off the ball. GAA.
It was great to give our football supporters a fantastic day out. You know, we knew all the lads there nearly by name that have followed us the length and breadth of the country.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. World Cup Daily on Off the Ball with Lynx, a proud sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026.
Hello and welcome along to Tuesday's World Cup Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, Lionel Messi creates even more World Cup history with Argentina, who confirmed their place in the last 32. Kylian Mbappe and Erling Haaland both scored two more goals as France and Norway advanced to the knockout stages. Cristiano Ronaldo will look to open his account at this year's tournament when Portugal take on Uzbekistan. And Rovers go 6 points clear at the top of the Premier Division, while Bows come out on top against Shells in their Dublin derby. But only one place to start. Lionel Messi scored his 17th and 18th World Cup goals yesterday in Dallas. Clear of Miroslav Klose in the all-time leading goal scorer record, although Kylian Mbappe joined Klose on 16 goals a few hours after Messi's record-breaking performance. Argentina won 2-0 against Austria to make it 2-2 in Group J. That result means the defending champions are into the knockout stages as group winners after Jordan lost 2-1 to Algeria in the early hours of Wednesday morning. Argentina will play in Miami in the last 32. France won 3-0 against Iraq in a storm-delayed clash in Philadelphia. Kylian Mbappe, making his 100th appearance for the French, scored either side of a two-hour-long storm-affected half-time break. He scored 4 goals in this tournament and 16 in the World Cup in total, and he's done that in 16 games. Ballon d'Or holder Ousmane Dembele got the other goal for France, who were also into the last 32. On last night's football show, South American football expert Tim Vickery joined Owen Sheehan and said Messi is still performing to an extraordinary level, considering he'll be 39 tomorrow.
Yeah, and you couldn't script things like this, could you? You really couldn't. So let's just sit back and enjoy it. How long are we going to enjoy it for? I don't know. And it really hit me. I was watching the Argentina's final warm-up game against Iceland, and he came on for the last 20 minutes. And with his first touch, he set up a goal-scoring opportunity for Lautaro Martinez, who's brought down by the goalkeeper. Penalty. So his second touch, he just sweeps it into the back of the net. And it really hit me. We're coming close to the end. No, I don't want this to end. I want to keep on living in a Lionel Messi world. But in the race between the athlete and time, there's only ever one winner. And surely he can't go on at the highest level much beyond this, can he? Surely he can't. He can't go on. But he's astounding us all with what he's doing already. But I do think we are surely at the end. So let's bring every little last drop out of it. And I still worry about their attempts to defend their title, and history says that it's very, very difficult to do. And so far defensively, they haven't been bad. I mean, there was one goal Algeria scored that was disallowed for a narrow offside. Apart from that, I think real shots in anger after these first two games. Martinez only really had one shot to save, the free kick from Sabitzer from Austria. But I do worry about the defensive unit, and so far Argentina haven't come up against any of the outstanding individual talent, which is flowering so welcomingly in this World Cup. Because I'll be interested to see, well, on someone like, for example, Diomande of Ivory Coast, who looks a fantastic player, what would he do against this Argentina defence that they haven't managed to renew since the last World Cup? So I think when we get into the knockout stages, there will be a sense of jeopardy about Argentina that we haven't seen so far.
And that's available to listen back to now in full in your OTB football podcast feed. Erling Haaland kept pace with Messi and Mbappe with 2 goals for Norway, who beat Senegal 3-2 in New Jersey. Norway joined France in the last 32, and the two will meet in the final group game to decide top spot. Haaland has 4 goals on his tournament debut, And Norway forward Alexander Sørloth says the country is lucky to have the Manchester City striker.
His strength is to be hungry. I think that's his main strength. He's never satisfied. He wants the next goal and the next goal. And yeah, he has a mentality that's one of the best in the world, if you ask me, and he's never tired of scoring this.
Ghana midfielder Thomas Partey is insisting he'll be ready to face England tonight after being forced to miss the opening group game over rape charges, which he denies. The former Arsenal player was unable to travel to Canada for their match against Panama. England midfielder Declan Rice, a former teammate of Partey, says Ghana would provide them with a tough test.
Played with Thomas at Arsenal, a really good player, but also I've played against a lot of the Ghana team, and like I said from the clips, I know what they're going to bring. They're going to bring strength, pace. They're going to want to catch us out on the counter-attack. So yeah, we need to be ready for everything.
England boss Thomas Tuchel admits he's not a fan of the World Cup's hydration breaks.
I think that it interrupts and changes the identity of a football match much more than I thought. So I had, of course, hydration breaks before when it was really, really hot and needed, but they were shorter. So now it breaks the match almost in four quarters.
Tuchel was speaking before that game against Ghana in Boston, where cooler temperatures are forecast. FIFA took the decision to abandon one of the hydration breaks in France's win over Iraq yesterday after the match had been interrupted for 2 hours due to storms. Ghana captain Jordan Ayew says they'll have no fear ahead of tonight's clash with England. Ayew, who becomes a free agent at the end of this month after leaving Leicester, is one of a number of Ghana players who will be familiar to English fans. He says they know what to expect from the match.
It's going to be a tough game. We all know that it's going to be a tough game, and that's why we're at the World Cup, because we play against the best. And we're ready for the challenge, and we're going to do our best to make ourselves proud and to make our country and our family proud.
The other game in Group L sees Panama take on Croatia and Toronto at midnight Irish time. Portugal and Uzbekistan are set to face off in Group K in Houston. This marks the first ever World Cup meeting between the established European powerhouse and the Central Asian debutants. Portugal started with a disappointing 1-1 draw against DR Congo. Cristiano Ronaldo played 90 minutes and took 3 of Portugal's 7 shots in that match. Uzbekistan, managed by 2006 World Cup winner Fabio Cannavaro, lost 3-1 to Colombia on their World Cup debut. That kicks off at 6 this evening. The other game in that group sees Colombia face off against DR Congo in Guadalajara, which starts at 3 a.m. tomorrow morning. And World Cup Daily on Off the Ball is brought to you by Lynx, a proud sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026. Smell your best when you look your worst. Scotland striker Lawrence Shankland says the team's mindset won't be impacted by the permutations surrounding their game against Brazil tomorrow. A win will take Scotland into the knockout stages. A draw should be good enough as well. Defeat would leave them at risk of missing out. Shankland says they can't be thinking about that too much.
We're going to get a result. That's we know we need that. As I said, we'll give ourselves the opportunity to go and get it. Obviously, a draw will probably be enough to take us through. But now we go there to try and win the game, first and foremost. And if we can take a point for it as well, then we would take that.
Belgium's Jeremy Doku has flown back to London to be with his wife, who gave birth to a baby boy. The Manchester City winger has faced criticism for saying that he wanted to leave Belgium's World Cup camp to be with his family. Doku is now expected to rejoin the Belgium squad before their all-important final group game against New Zealand at the weekend. Belgium captain Yuri Tielemans says he's been in touch.
I think having a child is the most beautiful thing in the world that you can have, and being there is more than normal as a dad. For myself, I have 3, and it's memories you can't take back. So, yeah, very happy for him.
A late Aaron Green strike earned champions Shamrock Rovers a point against Derry City at Tala Stadium, where it finished 1-1 in their Premier Division clash last night. Liam Boyce scored his first goal of the season to give Derry a first-half lead, but Green equalised for Stephen Bradley's side 7 minutes from time. Rovers are 6 points clear at the top, but they have played 2 more games than second-place St Pat's. Last night on the football show, Ben Symes joined Owen Sheehan, and they spoke about the absence of Pico Lopez for the champions and how that could reinvigorate life back into the title race.
Shamrock Rovers are really, really missing Pico Lopez. Like, this has actually become apparent now. He hasn't played 90 minutes for them since the middle of April. And I don't want to say the form is like nosedived, but there's a significant difference in how they play when he is and isn't there. And it was kind of a conversation before the World Cup when he obviously, Stephen Bradley kept him out of the team for a couple of games of, well, how big of a miss really is he? And like, he's an absolutely monumental miss. And that's coming to effect today. A ball comes into the box, James McLean puts a cross in from the left-hand side, and Pico is so good in the air, getting up and clearing them away, even though he's smaller in stature than other centre halves, and Liam Boyce is just free in the middle of the box. It's a lovely header now. Like, he glances it over towards the top corner. Ed McGinty has no hope of getting near it, but he's completely free, unmarked, in the middle of the box where there's back three. So they really are missing Pico Lopez. It's something that I know Vinnie Pert has touched on a couple of times about how, you know, Rovers won't be too worried because oftentimes they come into the dressing room after a loss and seeing that St. Pat's have won. Well, Pat's have picked up a couple of results over the last couple of weeks where they didn't look like winning games. Now all of a sudden they look like winning games and they're out of games. Bohemians winning tonight as well. Away to Shelburne. I don't know. I think if Pico's missing a couple more weeks, we could have a serious end of season run in here in the League of Ireland.
Everybody else rooting desperately for Cabo Verde in the World Cup to ensure that Pico stays away.
Elsewhere last night, Bohemians claimed the bragging rights over Shelburne with an emphatic 3-0 win at Talca Park in their Dublin derby, which ended Shelburne's 9-match unbeaten run. And Joey O'Brien's side also had Sean Boyd sent off late in the game. A stunning first goal from Harry Vaughan in the first minute was followed by goals from Colin Whelan and Ross Tierney, which moves Bows back up to third place, a point behind St. Pat's, who they play on Friday night at Dalymount Park. And you'll be able to hear live commentary of that game and Off the Ball on Friday. Speaking of Dalymount and Bows and St. Pat's, the two clubs are close to an agreement for Richmond Park to be the venue for Bohemians' home games for the next two seasons, according to reports today. This is while Dalymount Park gets redeveloped. Its transformation, including a rotation of the pitch into a modern stadium with a capacity of over 8,000, will mean it's out of use for the 2027 and 2028 campaigns. And it's understood Richmond Park is set to host the majority of Bow's home games. That's about all we have time for in today's World Cup Daily. I'm Phil Egan. I'll be back on more tomorrow.
World Cup Daily on Off the Ball with Lynx, a proud sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.